Vesa Draw. A sketchy kind of group show features works by 10 Vesa artist members. Until Saturday, November 27th. 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue 780-460-5990 and vesa-art.com Art Gallery of St. Albert. We Are the Medicine by Lana Whiskeyjack is the new show in the main exhibit space. The multidisciplinary artist and scholar from Saddle Lake Cree Nation creates deeply thoughtful works steeped in emotional and spiritual significance. As the title of the exhibition suggests, her work is an act of recognition and gratitude to ancestral medicine, restoring balance and Nahia perspective, reads the gallery's webpage on the show. A traditional concept that has been shared with me throughout my life is that we are born with the medicine that we need to restore balance within ourselves. I am reminded by each creation that I am born with the medicine to help myself, Whiskeyjack is quoted as saying. The ongoing series presents a deeply personal rendering of the Nahia teachings of the 13 sacred moons within the Nahia annual calendar. An artist talk is scheduled for 1 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 11th, and virtual tours are planned for noon on both Friday, November 26th, and Tuesday, December 14th. In-person exhibition tours will take place at noon on both Tuesday, December 7th, and Friday, December 17th. Attendance for all events is free. Pre-register by visiting the gallery's website to sign up via the Eventbrite link. Until Saturday, January 29th, 2022. In Good Company is the new exhibit in the gallery's vault and staircase spaces. The gallery is hosting the first-ever exhibition in association with the Ildan Plus Anne Foote Edmonton Visual Arts Prize, marking the prize's 10th anniversary by bringing together the three most recent award winners, Lauren Crazybull, Aaron Munson, and Gillian Willens, with all the artists on the 2021 award shortlist, including Emmanuel Osahor, creative duo Sharon Rose Kootenay and Jason Symington, and this year's winner, Preston Pavlis. In Good Company is meant as a gathering point, bringing together seven unique artists from across disciplines who are connected by this single shared experience. Described as humbling and surprising, each was honored to be recognized by Edmonton's vibrant and hardworking artistic community, reads the gallery's webpage on the show. The first virtual panel discussion at 1 p.m. on January 15, 2022, will feature early career artists. The second features ever-changing artist careers over time and takes place on Thursday, January 20, 2022. At 7 p.m. a virtual tour with curator Emily Baker will take place at noon on Tuesday, January 11, 2022. An in-person tour with curator Emily Baker will take place at noon on Thursday, January 6, 2022. Attendance for all events is free. Pre-register by visiting the gallery's website to sign up via the Eventbrite link. A closing reception will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. on January 29, 2022. Until Saturday, February 5, 2022. 19 Perron Street, 780-460-4310, Art Gallery Astalbert.ca. Federation of Canadian Artists. The Juried Federation of Canadian Artists Edmonton Chapter Fall Show is now on and online. Participating artists include Victoria Armstrong, Lorena Bearns, Arlene Bowles, Joyce Boyer, Doris Charest, Holly Chevery, Aaron Evans, Carmen Gonzalez, Hall Hahn, Shirley Kinberg, Margaret Clapstein, Renee Lippa, Francis Mart, Karen McCallum, Barbara Regamey McDonald, Cindy McLaren, Rick Rogers, Judy Schaefers, Terry Jane Shaw, Anita Scublenny, Lori Sokolik, Tammy Taylor, Yori Warren, Mary Whale, and Cam Wilson. Judy Schaefers took first place for her painting Ladies in Waiting, while Yori Warren took second for Life's a Bowl, and Francis Mart was third for Almost Fall in Gastown. Honorable mentions went to Tammy Taylor, Surveying the Sea, Rick Rogers, Consonance and Dissonance, and Joyce Boyer, Fresh Morning Walk. Until Sunday, December 5th. Exhibitions.fcaedmonton.ca/gallery-events Color Scheme is a rotating monthly online art gallery featuring selected works by students of Belarus, Paul Kane, and St. Albert Catholic High Schools. Each month of the school year, several pieces from each school will be highlighted on the Gazette's website at www.stalberttoday.ca on the last Saturday of the month. The next exhibit is set to be posted Saturday, November 27th.